As many of us know, numerous people went to the polls in force where seats for governor, House of Representatives, state school superintendent, lieutenant governor, and numerous local races, as well as two propositions, were on the line. And for the first time since 2006, Idahoans chose a new governor. And per Idaho's red state status, current Lieutenant Governor Brad Little defeated his Democrat challenger, Paulette Jordan, with close to 60% of the statewide vote. As results were coming in last night, Paulette Jordan gave a speech on Idaho Public Television talking about her campaign.
I went to homeless shelters with my team. We went to treatment centers as a team. And at every stop, we asked about your struggles and your hopes for our Idaho. And you shared your stories. And I heard you. I hear you, and I will always hear you. Our Idaho. You told us you want to change.
I do.
You wanted to be part of our movement.
I do.
That creates a government that looks like you, that understands you, and that welcomes you.
I do.
That speaks to you and your hearts.
Yes.
We are building that movement right now.
Yes.
You are building this movement. And you, Idaho, you are that movement.
Shortly after that, the race was called and Governor-elect Brad Little gave his acceptance speech on Idaho Public Television.
The view I've had of the governor's job over the last few years, I've seen all the decisions that go across that desk. And I will look at all those future decisions through only one lens. And that's how do we have the best opportunity for us, for our kids, and for our grandkids to be successful here in Idaho.
And Governor-elect Brad Little is joining me live in studio. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Big night last night.
Yes.
This was a long race, a long campaign. You have been campaigning for close to 2 years. And there were times where it looked like you may not make it to last night. How does it feel sitting here this morning?
Good. No, it feels great.
Have you talked with your challenger at this point, with Paulette Jordan?
She called last night. We had a visit last night.
And how was that? Because she got this race on the national stage. I mean, I saw an alert come over on ABC National News last night, and I never thought I'd see that when it came to Idaho and the governor's race.
Well, as you alluded to, it was literally, it was probably the biggest race since 24 years ago when Phil Batt won.
So what did Paulette say in general terms to you last night?
It was gracious, and I wished her and her supporters well, and she congratulated me, and that was, you know, and of course we were taking it in the ballroom where it was pretty noisy, and I think it was noisy where she was, so it wasn't abbreviated mm-hmm. because it was hard to hear.
And you won close to 60% of the statewide vote, but she did not only have supporters, but vocal supporters, and she galvanized a group. What do you say to those group of Idahoans who may be disappointed waking up this morning and seeing the results of this election?
Well, I've been around long enough. I've been on both sides of these. I prefer the side I'm on today than the side I've been on and other campaigns that I've helped with and friends that I've had. I've had the incredible fortune that I've never lost. But today I am governor-elect of all of Idaho, not just my supporters, not just the Republicans, but of all of Idaho, and that's the way I intend to govern.
And speaking of governing, what are some of the top issues that you think are the most important to Idaho moving forward?
Well, you know, I addressed it last night, and I am very comfortable with myself, the people that work with me in the governor's office, the appointments, in all aspects that we look a little more long range. When I first got this job, we had 100,000 people in Idaho, and the job one was to create new jobs, was to get Idaho back to work. Today we have the incredible fortune of having almost full employment in 70-80% of the state. We still got, you know, 20 to 30% of it where mainly in rural Idaho where we need to do some work. Now we have the opportunity to say better jobs, more sustainable, diversify the economy, and that's what I'm committed to, because all of those groups benefit by their just being increased prosperity all across Idaho, and that's what I'm committed to.
And we saw some propositions. One proposition passed yesterday, one not. Proposition 2, the Medicaid expansion, passed 60%. Moving forward, we know come January, the legislature still has to approve that. Where will you stand on this now that we know that the people have said that they want to expand this?
Well, they don't have to approve it. They have to implement it. Well,
exactly.
They have to implement it. It's law now, but if you read it, it says the director of the Department of Health and Welfare will do X. Well, X means we've got to get an appropriation from the legislature. We've got to work with CMS. And I talked about that a lot last night, and I've been talking about it in the final days. Is Idaho was one of three states yesterday that implemented an expansion of Medicaid. We want our solution to be an Idaho solution. We don't want it to have negative consequences to our very successful exchange. We want to have it to where it works, and because healthcare is different in not only in all the states, it's different in a lot of different communities in Idaho, to where we successfully implement a program that addresses those people that have unfairly been put in the gap. They're between traditional Medicaid and the subsidies that are offered at the federal level. I would add that what took place on the federal level with a bifurcated Congress, the Senate in one party and the House in another, means to me, and I will work with the legislature, that there's probably not going to be wholesale repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and there'll probably be better opportunities for states like Idaho. So I want to implement it in an Idaho manner to where we address those people in the gap. It doesn't disrupt the current exchange, which works very well, and it's a pathway for people to help the people in the gap, but allow them to transition onto employer insurance, private insurance, small plans, and that we don't create another gap by addressing this gap.
But ultimately, it is about listening to the people, and that is your job as governor.
That's exactly right.
And when it comes to other issues, one of the big ones that we've seen over the years is add the words. And if this moves forward while you are governor, where will you potentially stand on that?
Well, I have said multiple times that we need a pathway that makes sure that we don't discriminate, particularly in housing and employment, but that we recognize religious freedom. The legislature has wrestled with this multiple times, and actually they've gotten pretty close. And I'm hopeful that that's what takes place going forward as we address both those issues.
I want to thank you for coming in today. I know it was a late night, and congratulations on your win. And you will be inaugurated in January as the next governor of Idaho.
Thanks, Gemma.